Dr. Sabilkanian office note on patient April Glaser. GLASER, April, APRIL, date of birth is 1-9-1962, date of service 5-7-2026, per paragraph. The patient is 64-year-old white female, referred to see me by Dr. Bowden for medical evaluation, per paragraph. Her past medical history includes one chronic anemia of undetermined etiology, next hypertension for 35 years, next degenerative joint disease, next GERD, next ADHD. Next, vaccine injury from COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Pure paragraph. Past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergic, she's allergic to sulfite, penicillin. Social history, patient is married, has had one child. No smoking, occasional alcohol, no drugs. She is a realtor. Family history, father is the disease. Mother had breast cancer, cervical cancer, period. Review of system reveals brain fog positive, headache positive, dry mouth positive. Chronic lip smacking for the last year, positive. No chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough. She does have chronic abdominal pain. She does have constipation, positive. No melena, no blood in her stools. She has nocturia up to one time at night. No foaming, no straining upon urine. She has complete adrenaline. She does report urge and stress, incontinence, and denies any legs welling. Patiently, is doing intermittent fasting and has lost 15 pounds over the last 1 year. All other systems that review them are negative, except for, she does have chronic arthritis in her knees. She said she cannot walk if she does not take meloxicam, which she's been on that for years. Period. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received the two shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, period, paragraph. A physical examination of vital signs, as mentioned above, HRT, pupil conjunctiva, active to lung and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical fibrinopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no degree of disease extension bilaterally. Dry oral mucosa, tongue tremor noted. Next up on the stiffness or rigidity, high sound, our regular rhythm, normal assurance 2, normal measurement of picture of her lungs, clear to auscultation, no crackles of the short abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no guiding demand or GV extremities. She has no edema in the lower extremity, she doesn't have fine tremors in her hands. Your new exam is non-focal, to your paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following. Her T-set is 20%. EBV serology is IgG positive, IgM negative. B12 more than 2,000, folic acid 12.2. Hemoglobin 10.4, MCV 94, platelet counts 212, WBC 6.5. BUN 24, creatinine 0.99. This was from 2024. More recently, her creatine was 1.4. Anti-spike was 447 units per milliliter. Hemoglobin A1C was 5.7. Vitamin D level was 62.9. D-dimer 0.44. This is all from 2024. Her TSH was much suppressed, 0.017, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, hypertension, apparently controlled on current regimen to continue with lisinopril next. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, with the history of chronic NSAID use, mainly meloxicam, which he's going to discontinue. She was counseled. We're going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Next diagnosis, exogenous hyperthyroidism. Her armor thyroid is going to be cut down to 90 milligram, and we'll recheck her thyroid panel in 6 weeks and adjust accordingly. Next, vaccine injury spike toxicity. We're going to put her on supportive supplements, including curcumin, nattokinase, and bromelain. Next, chronic constipation. We're going to put her on bowel regimen. Next, lip smacking secondary to tardive involuntary dyskinesia secondary to Adderall use. She's going to discontinue and use it as needed. Period. Paragraph. I thank you. And next, anemia. We're going to start anemia workup. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Bajo, for allowing me to see your patient consultation. I'll see you back in 3 weeks to discuss the workup, and we will keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks. CC Dr. Mary Bowden, Mary Telly Bowden.